I also heard this week Denis Kucinich. He said, quote, "The two-party system has failed the American people," unquote. And he said this after talking about illegal drone wars that rob Congress of its power to declare war, and the evidence that to the surveillance apparatus of the state, it is we the people who are the enemy. Oh my goodness, how can that be? Could it be that we're supposed to be obedient, and if we fail in any respect in the lights of those who truly rule behind the scenes, that that's a threat? So, intellectual honesty. Is Denis Kucinich being intellectually honest or clear thinking when he suggests that a government that fails to yield to what the people wish means that it is failing us? Was it designed to yield? Or were we designed to yield? And when he suggests that we need a third party because, quote, "a surveillance state has arisen under the noses of both political parties," and then he asks, quote, "why have the parties been missing in this debate over domestic surveillance?" unquote. When he asks that, is he being honest? Is he thinking clearly? Why is he treating the play within a play within a play like it's reality? Power doesn't, as it's clearly the creator of it. Makes sense. Theater was also the theme in a series of Epic Times articles that I read this week. In an article entitled "North Korea Nuclear Weapons as Theater," this is by John Pfeffer. This is his opening paragraph. "The most important rule in the world of theater is to keep the attention of your audience. If they become distracted or bored, if they start to fidget in their seats, the illusion of the spectacle is at risk. Once word gets out that you can't deliver as a playwright or a director, the audiences dwindle, and fewer people are interested in your next offering," unquote. Is there a word for this propaganda technique? A projection? It's because it's not projection, because it's a conscious way to misdirect a description of oneself, to have us look at a sub form of it, and in a way disavow that you're talking about yourself. I don't know. I'm sure there's some word for that. But that technique and this issue of theater was discussed in another article by the woman that we discussed in previous shows, Qinglian, who writes on China. The title of the article is "Anti-Corruption Storm Unfolds in Communist China." And she concludes by saying that despite what others think, that it's one of these 100-day plans like Putin's or Morsi in Egypt. She doesn't think so. She thinks it's just begun, but it's doomed to failure in terms of its own objectives, which is to con the Chinese people into believing that there is any reality to the communist myth. But she concludes by saying, "Corruption is rooted in the one-party dictatorship. It has spread far and deep. Therefore, such a campaign is not thorough enough and will not solve the problem for power at the source. After the campaign ends, and when corruption returns, the effects of using this measure again will be very limited." So she's she's pointing out that the anti-corruption campaign is theater. And if it becomes too patently simply theater, you lose your audience. You lose the game of power to control the cattle.